verse 19, Paul says, "For I, through law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto God." Now, what he's saying here is just simply this. He says, when Christ died, he died for me, died in my stead, because the law had condemned me. You see, the law was a ministration of condemnation, ministration of death, is what Paul calls it in 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And it condemns man. And even under the legal system, God would have had to destroy the nation. But he gave the sacrificial system, 5 sacrifices, all of them pointing to Christ. And God, by his marvelous grace, was able to save. And therefore, that mercy seat was a throne of grace where a nation could find forgiveness of sins. Now, the law, therefore, condemned me. The law, therefore, has accused me and accused man. And we stand guilty before the law. And so the law actually is responsible for Jesus dying for us. The law condemned us, said we had to die. All right, now, if I'm dead to the law, then let's be very frank. If I'm dead to the law, then, my friend, I'm no longer responsible to the law. The law's already killed me. It's executed me, and I'm dead. I'm dead to the law. Therefore, the law could not do for me what Christ has done for me. He not only took my place and died for me, but he also did something else. He was able to give me life. He came back from the dead. You see, the law arrested, condemned, sentenced, and slew us. And that's all the law could do. It could only, in the very nature of the case, condemn and slay us. And if you want to come that route, you'll get death, friend. Only Christ can give you life. And after all, life is what we need today.